This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we studied the impact statement in 1 Timothy 4:16. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. The combination and harmony between life and doctrine creates a spiritual synergism that saves both you and others. We saw that leaders should be able to say, "Watch my life and listen to what I believe, then obey by following my example." Does the context warrant this explanation of this impact statement? I believe it does. Chapter 4 warns that some will abandon the faith in the last days. A good minister points out the priorities we as believers should maintain when the world around us abandons the faith and follows deceiving spirits. When the world doesn't believe right doctrine and follows deceiving spirits, then true believers need to watch and persevere in true doctrine and godly behavior. When Timothy received this letter, he was quite young and could be intimidated. Paul wrote in verse 12, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity." In other words, watch and persevere in life and doctrine. Do this publicly so fellow believers could hear and see what God was doing in his life. They will be encouraged to experience the truth by following a good example. This instruction would be good not only for ministers and church leaders, but also parents, and it can also be applied to young people who are trying to win their parents to the Lord. Read it carefully and apply it to your life.